Bruce Hornsby. Turned 67 years old today.
Hey, he was with the Dead.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, for a while he's hanging out with those guys.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay. I met Bruce Hornsby walking around the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield.
Really? He's pretty tall himself, isn't
Massachusetts.
He?
Yes, he is. Yeah. So the Beatles, Get Back, Peter Jackson, putting all this stuff together, that's going to be on Disney Plus this week. It'll be streaming. I believe it's, what, three parts? He had to fight with Disney Plus to get something in. He said, you know, Disney,
was there a lot of marijuana smoke in the DVD?
Disney Plus is Disney Plus, and they edit and they censor a lot of their content. And the curse words were, I guess, a thing that he had to fight to get in. But he says no swearing is going to be omitted. He said, we had to have discussions with Disney about the swearing. The Beatles are in the studio, and they're, you know, they're swearing.
Are getting up there a little.
So stuff is flying around. And Jackson says that the swearing was a crucial element to keep in place in Get Back. He says it makes the band feel modern. He says, anyone thinking that this is going to be a whitewash, think again. I didn't want to hold back or sanitize anything. But there was a very positive reaction from everyone, even if some of them said parts of it were stressful to watch. You must be talking about those in the Beatle family.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those things with a two-year-old. It's like you got to kind of pick your moments to watch it. Yeah, because I want to watch it, but setting aside 6 hours is like, you know, or however long it's going to take to watch three different installments.
Why do you say that? Because of the swearing or because he wants to watch his stuff?
Well, yeah. And it's like he just can't tune out for a couple hours at a time while he's doing his thing. You know?
Is he at the age where you have to be careful of swearing stuff that's on TV?
Yeah, he will. Okay. He will repeat everything.
Speaking of the Beatles, Jay Leno is going to play and will have a role in a Beatles film. He is going to play Ed Sullivan in a Beatles. It's a film about Brian Epstein, the Beatles manager. And it is in production now, and it's going to be all about the life and rise to fame of Brian Epstein. And, of course, you can't tell the Beatles story without Ed Sullivan, the Ed Sullivan Show. So Leno,
really big shoe.
Yeah, Leno will play him. No word yet on who will be playing John, Paul, George, and Ringo in that movie. Okay, should we get to why Don McLean is mad? Why he is red hot, Mr. American Pie? He is
but
in a
because
foul
his kids
mood.
That are older than his wife are mad at him.
His kids. His wife is like 25, and he's 79. I'm even on the low end on that. And one of his daughters said something unpleasant about him in an interview, and now he wrote her out of the will and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'll tell you who he's got a beef with right now: Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift now has the longest number one hit song of all time, replacing Don McLean's American Pie. Taylor Swift has a song that's 10 minutes long. And it is now, and it's number one.
All Too Well.
That's it. All Too Well. 10-minute song, longer than Don McLean's American Pie, which was 8 minutes and 42 seconds. Now, there are songs longer than both of these, but the significance is Taylor Swift now has the longest number one song of all time at 10 minutes. Don McLean held that record at 8 minutes and 42. He held that record for nearly 50 years, Brad, and it is gone now thanks to Taylor Swift.
What boyfriend is she lamenting about this
for
time?
For 10 minutes? She is taking this guy down for 10 minutes? Is that what's going on?
I think so. I think she is going through the entire laundry list of things that made her mad.
Is this what this album, are all of her albums like this? Like she just goes to, she takes out ex-boyfriends? And
she documents all of that, yeah.
Do you think that they present, that she presents them with some paperwork before they get into a relationship that says, you sign this, you understand by signing this.
Any text you send, any pictures you sing, anything you say can be used in a song against you.
Yes, and will be. And you won't come out looking too well on all this stuff. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, keep your mouth shut. You're not writing any songs of your own. I get all of the, I get all the intellectual copyrights written stuff about this relationship.
So that's the longest number one song in history.
Yeah. Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM.